Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Let's get things going straight away here. Mahoney, got some good news and some bad news. What would you like first?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
All right, well, this is bad news. Lee County, Florida deputies are looking for a man accused of stuffing 7 bottles of wine in his pants and trying to steal them. I don't know if you guys have ever just tried to carry, say, 4 bottles of wine simultaneously because you found some deal or the wine that you like is in stock, but you weren't planning on getting that much, and so you didn't get a cart, and you end up going, okay, well, I can just carry these. And it's 4 bottles is awkward. 7 bottles in the pants, that's really something. I guess he was trying to steal a number of different expensive bottles of wine as well, because they said 7 bottles and the wine was worth $794.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Now,
wine.
He didn't put all 7 in at once. It is worth mentioning that he did try to make a couple of separate trips, but they busted him in the process. And the in the pants is really amazing. If you guys could guess, and I don't even know the right answer here, what type of pants would you even try to put 7 bottles of wine in?
Dave, the greatest pants of all time. Mm-hmm. Old Navy cargo pants.
Cargo pants,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Has to be.
Has to
Or JNCOs.
Even if you...
It feels like it would slip
fall
down.
Right out. Yeah, they fall
exactly.
Right out.
Yeah. Unless you rubber band at the bottom, in which case, you know, plenty of room. Plenty of room.
Yeah, I prefer my JNCOs to be tapered, personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tapered JNCOs, uh-huh.
Yeah.
But then you'd really risk, like, breaking JNCOs. The bottle. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you have, like, too much clanking going around.
The clanking is what really gets me, too. Because, I mean, the wine, even when it's in the little wine bag that you get from the grocery store that's designed to hold bottles of wine, even with that, there's clanking. So, in the pants, with separate trips, doesn't matter. Too much clankage. This guy gets busted. $794 worth of wine. So he was going for the good stuff, and it didn't work out so well.
Should have went for the box. Should have went for the black box.
Always go for the black box.
Bonds.
Some good news today as well. A mother and daughter graduate together from medical school, and they're placed at the same hospital. I think this is good news. Is it?
That's good. I mean, sure.
It feels like
they both graduated from the medical school.
You're around
school,
a lot,
like 8 years.
Mom. Yeah.
Yeah, sounds a little clingy. Yeah. Helicopter mom.
I like that. You know, the fact that they're willing to go through that much schooling together, they probably work really well together. So, yeah, this is great.
I got a feeling that they're very close in age. Like, I feel like they're besties for the resties. Like, they are, like, mom-daughter, except for, like, more like sisters and best friends. Because...
Yeah, I mean, if you're willing to be placed with any family member in that tight of work quarters, like, you have to have a real friendship, right? Otherwise, it would just be terrible. Mm-hmm. Well, they've both been placed at Louisiana State University Health to complete their residency. One of the first times a mother-daughter matched with the same hospital after graduating from medical school at the same time. So they both immigrated to the United States with the family. She was just 2 years old, the daughter was, during a trip. Her mother was 17 at the time, so you're right, very young mom. And they had dreams of ending up working together potentially in the medical field, and it looks like everything is actually coming together. And the fact that they graduated at the same time is incredible, and the fact that they ended up at the same hospital is also really something else. So good luck to the mother-daughter team as they now have to deal with all of the challenges of going through a residency together.
Well, but at least you have, a family member and, a partner who has experienced, a lot with you, I mean, like, most people are doing that on their own. You've got a direct support system with you. That's awesome. The only thing that sucks is probably the amount of student debt that they're going to be in.
Yes.
But, like, after being a doctor for 10 years, they'll ball out of control. So it'll be fine.
So you only have to go to medical school for 8 years, and then you only have to be a doctor for 10 years, and then you'll ball out of control. So,
yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, just one more decade of being a doctor. That doesn't really count so much for the residency. It's once you get past that, right, then you can ball out of control. So,
yeah,
a few years of residency, and then 10 years of being a doctor, and then balling out of control. Seems like a good deal.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Here's the least surprising news of the day. A report has come out that says the U.S. government is using Google as a mass surveillance tool. Because of course they are. I don't know why we're no longer outraged or even bothered by these sorts of things. But A new report reveals that end-to-end encryption email firm found requests to Google increased 510% since 2010, and requests to Facebook rose 363% since 2013. Team also notes that just in 2019, Google received 157,435 user data requests worldwide, and Facebook received over a quarter million. The Freedom Act, passed by Congress in 2015, hindered the NSA's ability to collect massive amounts of user data. However, it does not stop private corporation from doing the agency's dirty work. So the government isn't directly asking Google and Facebook. The government is asking an outside company that they hire to ask Google and Facebook, who readily supply it. So it's fine. Don't worry about their privacy. Who needs that?
We gave it up when we were like, yeah, man, Gmail's pretty easy to use, and YouTube's pretty cool, and I really like Google Calendar. The invites there are great. And
look at my bikini pic over on Instagram. Yes, well, I have the geo-tracking on and everything else. That's Facebook. But Facebook is do you hear what I just said? I mean, they're also...
Oh, yeah.
They've already had over, you know, a quarter million requests in 2019 to Facebook. So Facebook is also just handing out the information, and they're the ones that harvest more information than almost anyone else. So,
well,
it's not great.
Well, here's the crazy thing, and if you want to know, like, how closely they're listening. So yesterday we were talking on the show, and Audrey had said something about, I think, Kim Kardashian's line of Spanx or something that. And I never even said the word Spanx. But today, when I woke up this morning, was getting ads delivered for Spanx. And I've got headphones on, so like the fact that my phone could hear Spanx through these headphones that are, you know, closed-ear headphones.
It's pretty crazy.
Is pretty outrageous.
So you want to hear, speaking of your phone spying on you, we talk about it all the time, the weird things that the phone picks up. Well, my wife, you know, she just had our son a couple of months ago now, so he's about 2 months old, and she's been talking about, you know, obviously there's a lot of pool parties and going out to the lake, and she's always like, man, I just feel so big right now. I'm like, you just had a kid. Like, that, you're supposed to have a few extra pounds on you. But she's been, you know, talking about how she feels so much bigger than she normally does. She started getting served ads for plus-size swimsuits.
Oh, no. Wow.
And she's like, you sons of bitches. How could you?
Yeah. I'd boycott.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what we all threaten to do all the time, right? Well, I'm going to use a different server. No, you're not.
No, we're not.
You actually used to say this all the time, just like a digital bill of rights, something to protect us against some of these things. Because, I mean, we're sitting here talking about bathing suits and Spanx and stuff, but whenever it gets down to the real nitty-gritty of whatever's really passed around that we're aware of but not really aware of how detrimental it could be to our actual, like, livelihood, what I mean? Like,
if we want to know how detrimental it could be, I mean, luckily we are in a country where it hasn't gotten to the point where it's gotten in, like, you look at China.
Yeah.
That's where it could be. You look at places like some places in the Philippines as well, whereas if you are talking about the party in charge, or if you're talking about the commander in chief or the president of whatever your country is, you can spend, you know, years and years in prison, or in China's case, you just end up getting disappeared and murdered, and so does your family. So, you know, the implications are pretty horrible, and the fact that, you know, these companies like Google and Facebook are working, not so much Facebook, but Google especially, working with the Chinese government on sharing information like that. It's pretty horrific, in my opinion.
Well, yeah. And it's telling that there have been a lot of people that have fled Google
in the last couple of years.
Well, because, I mean, the whole ethos of Google used to be do no evil, right? And then the whole idea was to, you know, protect people as well as offer a really valuable service to be able to connect humans. And a lot of that, from what we've heard from some of these ex-employees, a lot of that, at least at the highest levels, has totally gone away, which is terrifying and telling at the same time.
Well, and they just continue to pander out there. They're like, we're not going to give facial recognition technology except for you're doing it in China, and you're, you know, the human rights violations that are happening over there as well are horrific beyond. So it's like, yeah, a little bit of hypocrisy going on there. It's like whoever has the highest dollar.
Well, and speaking of horrible tragedies, this is unconscionable. Delta and American Airlines have said they're going to stop serving alcohol on airplanes.
No.
This has gone too far.
What else are we supposed to do?
Right? Like, can I bring my own on now? Can I go to the duty-free store and get myself a bottle of something and carry it on? They say it's to minimize interaction between crew and passengers to ensure a safer journey for all. So Delta has suspended the service of beer, wine, and spirits on all domestic flights. However, booze will still be available for those flying internationally. Meanwhile, American and Delta have announced stricter rules about face mask wearing during the flights. Two airlines along with Southwest, JetBlue and United, will now clearly articulate their policies about face coverings before flying. So people, I get that they're being safe. It just seems like alcohol.
But they're still putting people next to each other. It's such a part of the past planes, which seems just like another way to just cause, you know, I mean, you make money for the most part off of the alcohol on there.
Of course they do. They're not doing it because they actually care about the customer's experience.
Make it more readily available.
Yeah, just make it free. Just put a tap at the front and the back of the plane so you can go up and just fill your cup up yourself.
No. Every plate or every seat should come with a little mini fridge.
A little hose. Just a hose.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay, so do you guys think a new artist being on the radio is as important now as it was, say, 30 years ago with all the new streaming services out? Do you think an artist could still make it without getting on the radio? I'd like to hear your opinion.
Message deleted.
Absolutely, sure. They can make it without being on the radio. Is it as important as it was 30 years ago? Of course not, because you think about all the different streaming platforms out there. People, I mean, the first time that we saw it, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, but I mean, outside of kind of the traditional, okay, you're going to try to go get signed to a record label, you're going to try to get on the radio, it's going to be like going through that system. MySpace was the first real creator of stars, and then we had American Idol come along, and that was breaking artists as well, and they didn't have to go kind of the traditional way. Is it still very important for artists to be on the radio? Yeah, that's why they have all these enormous promo teams for all these record labels that are constantly hustling different program directors and music directors to get those artists on the radio. Is it the only way to get famous? No, of course not. And I don't think it'll ever be any one thing ever again. It won't ever be YouTube or Facebook or MySpace or radio or whatever. It's always going to be a collaboration of the ways that people consume content.
Well, look at the way you mentioned MySpace, which I think is an interesting example, because the biggest band on MySpace was Panic at the Disco.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Brendan Urie, and you know they were a big band on MySpace, but they weren't playing arenas until they really started getting played on radio. You know, I feel like that's, if you are a medium sized band who's not getting any radio airplay, you can, you know, I don't think your career is going to go. You know, you're not going to make that leap from, you know, showrooms to arenas where, you know, like we've seen with Panic at the Disco and Fall Out Boy and a lot of these other like big, like alternative artists, the Killers, who had been embraced by radio, like all across the board. You know, I feel like if you become embraced and then you get, you know, you start writing hits, that's kind of the key to go to the next huge step as well in the music business.
Yeah, I mean, if you're enormous on whatever online platform it is, the real payday comes when you sink your teeth into whatever the traditional media is, because it's so well monetized, right? I mean, how many people have we known over the years that have huge followings on Instagram, but it never equates to anything because they can't figure out how to monetize it? And same thing with, if you're a YouTube star, you can make a boatload of money on YouTube, but the real payday comes when you get a deal with Nick Jr. or whatever it may be, right? So it's, if you make videos that cater towards kids and you have a huge following online, you really don't get paid outside of just the YouTube, you know, content creator. You get a drip from them for, you know, they basically share in the profits with them until you're able to take it to one of these huge cable networks that have, you know, tens of thousands or millions of dollars, depending on how big of an artist you are, to do each one of those performances and or shows.
Yeah.
So perspective, though, you can be big on like streaming, like, you know, whatever, Spotify or Apple Music and then radio. But where it really comes down is if your song is really good and it's getting the YouTube play, it's $3 per 1,000 streams. So you remember that Psy's Gangnam Style song that everybody was obsessed over?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
He made $2 million from 2 billion YouTube views.
Yeah, and I mean, and when you start to get that sort of level of fame, then you're, I mean, all artists make most of their money by touring, right? Yep. And the more people that know about you, the better, and that's by hitting them on all of the different platforms simultaneously, which is why, you know, you want radio, you want a big following online, and you want it all to work in harmony so that way you can just print money when you go to whatever town USA.
And to be fair, a lot of streaming artists aren't good live.
That
like, you know
is
what
true.
I mean? Like a lot of these like up and coming stars, they just think that, oh, we'll just coast by on the streaming platforms. They don't go into the radio stations. They don't come talk. And they, you know, they don't do the performing bits, getting ready to go on stage, and then they bomb.
Yep.
And people see that.
I would say the biggest exception to this is not with bands, because I think bands are still important, but DJs don't give a, DJs don't care. You know, that's the only difference I would say. Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've seen DJs go out and they pretend that they're DJing on their laptops, playing. And the laptop's off.
Yeah, and then they just sit there and jump around, which, I mean, that seems like a pretty cool gig.
DJ Unplugged. That's my name. That's how I roll. Like that.
DJ Power Off. Yeah.
Dave, you're the man. Look, I've always looked at you as a brother, but what the hell are you going to do about that lawn team that keeps on showing up every day?
Message deleted.
Well, first off, it's not my lawn team that shows up every day. I think that would be excessive. I think that my lawn team comes once every 2 weeks, if I'm not mistaken. The problem is that there's just other people around me that also have lawn teams. And so Mahoney has gotten the business of shaming me for having people caring for my lawn as if even if I had all of the time in the world, which I don't, having three little kids, but even if I did, I wouldn't be good at that. I don't have the green thumb. I wish I did. It's like, I wish that I could wrap presents too. It's just, I was not given that gift in life.
When I was a young man, and I would be hanging out at my house during the summer, and I would see my dad go out and mow the lawn, I never respected him more. I was like, that is a man right there.
And you never offered to help.
I'm proud. Well, I wasn't allowed. That was a man's job. He was handling that. Actually, my mom mowed too sometimes.
But have you ever mowed a lawn?
Yeah, I mowed my lawn like once I became like, you know, like 15, 14.
A man. But I think this is really funny, like, that you now have men. No, you now have men come over to your house to take care of your weeds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's because I'm too fat to bend over now. But I'm just going to say Dave's kids are just never going to have that respect for him. They're just going to be like, oh, our dad's he's the guy who hires a guy with a leaf blower. He doesn't even have his own leaf blower.
I do have my own leaf blower, I'll have you know. Yes,
do you?
I do. Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
Uh-huh.
How dare you?
Uh-huh.
How dare you attack me and call me less of a man? When's the last time you mowed a lawn? I was on a maintenance crew for a whole summer mowing lawns.
Whoa. Beat that, Mahoney.
I mowed my lawn in Missouri, Dave.
You haven't lived in Missouri in 20 years.
Well, still, and? I lived in a place where I didn't have a lawn. I lived in either apartments or places that didn't have...
When we lived in Houston, you had a lawn. Who mowed that?
The guy who owned the house.
Your landlord did. Okay.
His name.
Okay. I mowed my own lawn down there. Thank you very much. Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did. And it was
terrible. I feel like I remember you calling me going, hey, who does your landlord use for landscaping?
You are such a liar. That is not like the case at all. I was actually pretty excited to mow my lawn because I hadn't been able to mow a lawn because I hadn't had a lawn in a long time. And then I got over it after like three times.
A message after the tone.
Good morning, Dave and Mahoney. You know what I've realized about myself? I'm a social introvert. Like, I can totally hang if I need to, but honestly, I usually would just kind of prefer to be alone. Have you guys ever heard of that?
Message deleted.
Yeah, man. I feel like most of us feel that way.
Retweet.
You know? I don't know. Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to, like, I never want to go out. When I go out, I have a great time, but like 99% of the time, I don't want to go out.
Isn't it the worst when you're all excited about doing something and you make plans, and then the day comes and you're like, God, I don't want to do that at all.
That's every time I've ever made plans ever in my life.
Unless it's revolving around food. I love going to dinner. But if it's like a social thing where I have to stand,
Oh, I'm not standing places. Mm-mm. Nope.
If you don't have a lounge chair, I am not coming over.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So Harvard is allowing students to apply for admission next year without submitting SAT or ACT scores, the school announced on Monday. The updated policy on standardized tests comes in response to everything going on with the coronavirus. Multiple challenges in scheduling tests for all students, particularly those from modest economic backgrounds, said on its website. So students who are applying for the class of 2025 will be considered based on what is presented in their application, not what is missing, according to Harvard. So if you've ever wanted to skate your way into Harvard by lying on an application, this would be your year, friends. I mean, it's an opportunity like we've never had before.
That's good news.
Would you want to get into Harvard? It's going to be hard. You should call it Harvard. Harvard.
No, I don't think I would. I mean, my ACT score was embarrassing.
Even if they were like, yeah, you got in, you can go. And I'd be like, I don't really feel like in the next 4 years of my life. And probably it's going to be more like six. So, yeah, I'm going to be 45 by the time I graduate. Nah, I'm good.
I feel like just listing on your resume that you were accepted into Harvard would be enough for most people.
I want to do this. Yeah. I just want to apply just to see if I can get in or not.
And see what happens, yeah.
I say we all do it just to see who gets in and who doesn't.
I don't have my...
Mahoney's the only one that gets in. Dang it.
What are those things? The transcripts? Yeah, I don't have those. I don't think my school even has those anymore. It's been so long since I've been in school. So...
So in California, they have new gyms that are installing these shower curtain workout pods. Have you guys seen the pictures of these that are floating around? So it is straight up just, it looks like you're standing in a clear shower stall, but it's big enough to be able to sit there and lift weights. I just don't feel like I'd need to work out that badly to go to a gym and then sit in a sterilized little pod and work out. And maybe it's because it seems like it's socially acceptable to, I have a couple extra pounds on you right now because the whole being locked down and everything else. And I also get that people are anxious to work out, just not for me.
Yeah.
It's
I don't know.
Hard.
I feel like we're still pretending that, Corona doesn't exist. And even with all these things in place, I'm still just like, nah, I'm good. Mostly because it would require me to sweat and. I don't want to sweat for anything right now or ever.
That's my biggest deterrent. Like, I mean, that thing has to... It's already got to be hot in a gym, right? And then you put me inside of sauna box? I think that everything would be slippery. And then it doesn't feel like it would ever be clean enough for the next person.
Exactly. Like, that's the thing is that, I mean, don't get me wrong. Getting a workout in, it always feels really good after you're done with it. But the idea of worrying that every single thing that you touch might have... germs on it. It just, especially when everything is shared and you're out there, getting free weights. You don't know if somebody else has wiped them down or not. It's just it's not for me. Speaking of gyms, 24 Hour Fitness, they have declared bankruptcy. So they are going to close 100 locations nationwide. The CEO blamed the public health crisis for the company's financial problems. If it were not for COVID-19 and its devastating effects, we would not be filing for Chapter 11, he said in a statement. It said Monday it will combine a $250 million loan with cash generated from its locations to keep its remaining facilities open during the bankruptcy proceedings. So not all of the locations are closing around the country. However, there are a lot of them. So 100 locations are closing. Of the 700 gyms that will remain open, they're going to continue to try to operate those with this big $250 million loan, but a bunch of the locations are toast.
Well, doesn't it seem odd, though? I can't believe that, a gym of that size, which is one of the largest in the United States, would be closing. Yes, I get that they did the right thing and they weren't billing people while people couldn't go, but... Doesn't it seem like they have so many people who just, are on auto bill and aren't, it's like, shouldn't the billing start back up? Or did the shutdown make everybody go, oh, yeah, I gotta cancel? I've never been a part of 24-hour fitness, so I can't tell you, what their cancellation policy is like, but I can tell you what it's like at Planet Fitness. You got to go in,
Right.
And going in is, half the battle why people don't go in and cancel.
Well, you just think these million-dollar companies would have some type of safety net in case something like this would happen, right? Like you're saying, Mahoney, like the auto draft of people for forever who have not gone to a gym in so long.
But you've been a member for 38 years.
Yeah. How did they not have any type of cushion?
Yeah, I just, you know, you see all these companies that are going under, and obviously it's sad because that means that there's, you know, people that are going to lose jobs in the process, and that's really a bummer. But at the same time, it's kind of refreshing to know that all of these businesses, much like myself, are also living paycheck to paycheck. You're like, oh, okay, so you guys also don't have a plan should things go south for 60 to 90 days. Cool. I'm glad I'm not in this alone.
Still to come today with David Mahoney.
Audrey, how you feeling today with the movie quote quiz? You think you can whoop Mahoney again? You and I together last week found success. I think we can do it again today.
I think so, too. I've been studying, watched a few movies.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm in the dark as to what these movies are, and you and I will be going up against Mahoney, who I'm sure is supremely confident once again.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Top stories also coming up.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5. It's the Movie Quote Quiz.
Hoo-ah!
With Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
Audrey versus Mahoney once again in the Movie Quote Quiz. Ladies get to go first here, and Audrey, you get to use my help one time if you would like during the course of the Movie Quote Quiz to try to help you out. The first week that I was here to help you didn't really help much. Last week, I was able to step in with a little bit of aid. Let's see whether or not, once again, we can take down Mahoney, who swears that he is the greatest at this game and no one can take him down.
Uh-huh, yeah, you just need the entire show working in collusion to try to beat me. Okay.
Sounds like your confidence is waning there, old girl.
No, it's fine. Let's go. Let's get this party started.
Okay. Yeah, Audrey, are you ready today?
Yeah.
All right. Each one of these clips, they're relatively short clips. They're all from popular movies that you've seen probably many times over the course of the years, or at least you are familiar with. I mean, that's the idea, right? I have no idea what these movies are myself, but let's go ahead and jump in. Here we go with number one. Good luck, Audrey. I hate you, Mahoney.
Missy is bank.
Bankrupt? We've already so decided on Jamie.
Brittany, this is not a democracy. It's a cheerocracy. I'm sorry, but I'm overruling you.
You are being a cheer tater, Torrance, and a pain in my ass.
Burr, it's cold in here. Bring it on.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, so
very
hard.
Nice. So
in hard. Your face, Mahoney. Audrey on the board with one. Let's see if you can answer back. Here is number two.
Your hands, everybody, and everybody clap your hands. We lambda, 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 and Omega Moon. And we've come here on stage tonight to do a show for you.
One of the greatest movies ever to come out of the 80s. That is Revenge of the Nerds.
Revenge of the Nerds is correct. Well done, Mahoney.
Very nice.
Yep, you are on the board with one as well.
Didn't the one guy always look like the one dude from the Beastie Boys?
Yeah, a little bit. I can see that.
I was like, see the Beastie Boys.
So each of you with a point, well done. On to number three, Audrey. This is you again. Here we go.
Okay. Brian, everywhere I look, I'm reminded of her, okay? Like, she got me this, okay? Because I would always leave my cereal boxes open, and the cereal would get stale. And so one day I came home, and she had this waiting for me, because it keeps my cereal fresh. And now I have the freshest cereal.
Oh my gosh, I'm teetering between two different movies, but I think it's Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh man,
that is correct.
There you go.
I thought we were going with classics here. Mm-hmm.
Are you saying Forgetting Sarah Marshall is not a classic? How dare you, Mahoney?
That's a good movie.
I prefer I Love You, Man, personally.
Okay, here we go. On to number four. Audrey with two, Mahoney with one. Mahoney, a chance to even it up.
I want to tell you everything.
Good. Tonight after you were gone, I thought a lot about you and how you've been treating me, and I thought, why do I love you?
Oh.
Yeah, because these are real even as far as movies go. Okay. Play that one more time.
Okay.
I'll tell you everything.
Good. Tonight after you were gone, I thought a lot about you and how you've been treating me, and I thought,
I feel like, is that Leaving Las Vegas?
That is the Academy Award nominated film Her, starring Joaquin Phoenix and Scarlett Johansson.
I hated that movie. It's so creepy. So creepy.
God.
Here we go. Fifth and final one. Best of luck.
Let's get this straight now. I never anybody over in my life didn't have a cold. You got that? All I have in this world is my and my word, and I don't break them for no one. Do you understand?
Do you understand? Is that Scarface?
Audrey is just on fire today.
Another game, another victory for Audrey. Okay. Mahoney, would you like to concede that you are the worst game player in the history of radio?
You're stacking these games against me, but that's okay.
Oh, really? Oh, we're stacking them against you. Really?
So she gets an extra question and a lifeline, and I get in the two movies
that you give me
are Revenge of the Nerds and Her. Okay.
Okay, cool. Well, Her was easy. It was Scarlett.
Who watched that garbage movie?
I did. It was emotional. Yeah, how dare you?
We all did.
Yeah, it was a really good movie, actually.
I did, but I forgot about it because I hated it. But yeah. I did see it.
Anything else you'd like to say, Mahoney?
No.
Other than, I'd like to apologize to the listeners and to Audrey for berating her and accusing everyone of cheating.
I'm not berating her. I'm berating you and Ian.
Why?
For conspiring.
What did I do?
You're just trying to. You love bringing a winner down, and that's what you're trying to do.
Oh, well.
I'm not bringing Audrey down. What are you talking
this
about?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So naturally, yesterday we were having a conversation about Mahoney taking a bath in a tub full of gravy, and then we thought, well, that could actually be quite sexy. And if we recalled the photo shoot from back in the day, it was Whoopi Goldberg in the tub of milk, right? And then we're like, well, let's reverse this here. Since Mahoney himself is so milky white, what could we put into the tub that would create that great contrast? And we thought gravy would be good, but Mahoney kind of pulled an audible on us and said that maybe he'd prefer white gravy. So now we're going to have to get him spray tanned. It was just a robust conversation about the type of food that you would choose if you were going to do a really sexy photo shoot and or video shoot. If you could choose one food item, what would it be and why?
We did come up with some other ideas, Dave. There was Audrey did graciously offer up the use of her inflatable pool that she has in her backyard.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you have a slip and slide also. And if we combine those two, we could create a Crocodile Mile style, backyard activity that I would like to call Biscuit Bayou.
Oh.
And then we just launch you down the slip and slide, and eventually you're flying into the inflatable pool full of gravy. It's a good idea. These are important things that we're coming up with here. I mean, we don't know for sure if this is going to help with all of the civil unrest and the problems in society today, but, I mean, it's worth a shot.
I feel like if you see a large, hairy man sliding down a slip and slide covered in gravy into a pool of gravy, I feel like that makes, that will bring the world together.
Mm. Tony over on Facebook said, just wrap me in bacon. That sounds delicious. Ooh.
Is it cooked or uncooked bacon? See, that's the problem.
It has to be uncooked. Otherwise, you can't wrap them in it, right?
You have to
wrap them in and then cook him.
Or you wrap yourself in it, and then you jump into a fryer.
Yeah, yeah.
That's two distinctly different looks, though. I mean, I feel like, that's how you get salmonella.
Kyle texted over to us. He said, a tub full of melted butter. I just look like a lobster floating in that warm, gooey liquid.
Is there anything better than melted butter?
No.
Not really.
No.
Not really.
Oh, God. But it'll also kind of, see, the other problem, though, with that, it would kind of look like it would kind of look like dehydrated urine.
I get it.
You drank a bunch of Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
You'd be really broken out afterwards after. Can you imagine the pimples?
Yeah.
Oh, I would love it. I'd pop every one of them.
Warren, ugh, you're gross. Warren said pizza, just three strategically placed slices on my naughty bits, which I feel. And David was very, very specific. He has both a problem and a solution here in his. He said, I love ice cream, but I'm lactose intolerant. So for me, it would be a bathtub-sized sundae, so that way the hot fudge blends right in with the poo that is going to happen from me eating the ice cream. Oh, come on,
okay. I was there with you. I was there with you.
a.m. on X107.5.
If you had to choose to do a sexy photo or video shoot with one food item, what would it be and why? Mahoney, we have somebody that texted over Biscuit Bayou. That's pure gold. So I don't know if we were planning on selling tickets to the Biscuit Bayou where you're going to slide down the slip and slide into the inflatable pool full of gravy. But if so, looks like we may have our first sale team. No, so this is pretty exciting stuff.
Dave, you have misconstrued what Biscuit Bayou is. It is, it's not an event. It's a, it's like the Crocodile Mile, like the slip and slide. This is a physical item that I feel like we need to produce. All we need is a tarp and some instant gravy, and we are in business, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's not an event? See, I've even been led astray.
This is for at home. This is for at home, people. Like, so everybody can experience the beautiful Biscuit Bayou.
I feel like we need to make a licensing play here, you guys. I mean, if we're talking about really growing this into a business, why don't we start by having an amusement park called Biscuit Bayou where people can come, and then in due time we roll out the at-home version. But you can't just entrust people with it without properly demonstrating for them how the Biscuit Bayou is supposed to work.
Yeah, I will have a how-to video on how to properly apply the gravy to to the tarp and to your body and and how to actually make the gravy. So I feel like, you know, everybody will be prepared when it comes to time to break out Biscuit Bayou for the entire family. But I will say this. I do feel like we do have some inherent problems with Biscuit Bayou because the word bayou is hard to spell.
It is.
Yeah, I just had to
look it
up.
Like, I did, too, because it's like the game I remembered, I was like, because like I want to call this Biscuit Bayou, and I'm like, how do you spell that again? And
then, okay, so let me suggest something here to an added twist, if you will, but we put you in, I mean, you'll obviously have to wear something on the lower part of your body. What if we make that a diaper and we just call you the Biscuit Baby?
No.
Sausage,
I mean,
Biscuit Baby.
We're not gonna, that's not going to be able to market
sausage,
me.
Gravy,
I mean,
Biscuit
Bay? But I feel like we want the southern connotation, so you throw in bayou.
You know what? Biscuit's kind of tricky to spell as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, where does the I go, you know?
This is a terrible idea. There
gravy,
are some good...
Do we call it... Wait, hold on.
Oh.
Do we call it gravy gorge?
Gravy
gorge.
No, it's
just a gravy baby. No, you throw in a little... Just a little southern accent in there and just call you the gravy baby.
Yeah, you can be like, gravy baby! Bill over on Facebook said pancakes. Just imagine how amazingly comfortable a bed of pancakes would be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, lay right.
But you're
down
still
on
you
it.
Get the you get the condiments, right? So maple syrup would go along with that. Mm-hmm. I would imagine.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris said brisket, just cover me in smoked brisket.
Yeah, oh, yes.
I had brisket
weird
for dinner last night and it
did
was
you?
Delicious.
I bet.
Thank you, Chris.
And Zachary with a really smart one here. He said baby carrots, just to make me look bigger.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So if you could choose one food item to do a sexy photo shoot with, what would it be and why? And Amy has a good idea. She just said nacho cheese. I feel like nacho cheese is not only delicious, but it can also be sexy. It almost looks like the body paint, like sometimes you see people wear. If you just dipped yourself in nacho cheese, woo-wee, that'd look good.
I will, like, I've always, my dream, and I feel like my wife will leave me if this happens. She also told me she would leave me if we did the gravy photo shoot in our bathroom. Tub. She said we can absolutely not do the gravy bathtub
shoot at
our
idea.
House.
Yeah.
But I've always wanted to buy one of those giant canisters of nacho cheese from Costco.
Mm.
But like, because I walk every time I walk by it, it's probably been 300 times in my life that I've walked by that canister of big blue nacho cheese that costs like $8.99. And I'm like, oh God, I want you so much in my life, and I just keep walking because I know the judgment that will come down upon me if I come home with two giant vats of nacho cheese.
Shauna, not so much for the sexy factor here, but just for the actual food item. She said mashed potatoes because carbs are life, and I miss them.
Yes.
Yeah. But you have to have the gravy in there too.
I mean, so we've seen, like, you know, people use the whipped cream on the naughty bits before, right? Where it's like you strategically place whipped cream.
You take a Varsity Blues.
Yeah,
Chris Evans.
That's right. Chris Evans and Varsity Blues is a great example of that. Yep. But what if somebody just took a spoonful of mashed potatoes and
oh, I would love it. Oh my
god. That'd be great.
All gratin.
That'd be nice.
Can you imagine some all gratin or some scalloped?
All gratin.
Yes. I'm gonna throw a curveball. I prefer my mashed potatoes with no gravy. I go what? All butter.
Ew.
All, oh. All butter.
No. No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, that,
no.
Did,
no.
That, that actually didn't
nothing
sound too
butter.
Bad.
Nothing but
all
butter.
No. Butter mashed potatoes. Slap, Audrey.
No. Get brown gravy. Like, the ratio has to be like 30% potato, the rest of the math, gravy, and then spoiled over for my biscuits also.
70% gravy. What are you, what are you talking about? You're
I want it all on the plate so that I can use it for other food items that are on
Fair.
The plate.
I would say Thanksgiving is the one exception for that for me personally. Dave, you mentioned the whipped cream. I don't know if we have anybody has commented this, but I feel like better than the mashed potatoes on the Naughty Bits, you go Cheese Whiz.
Cheese Whiz?
Yeah, because if you're looking for an aerosol thing, I mean, whipped cream is an aerosol food product, and Cheese Whiz is also a aerosol food product.
That's an interesting idea. Yeah, I mean, as far as like deliberately placing the food item, I mean, a spoonful of mashed potatoes can be fairly deliberate. You know, like when you get that little knock against the plate, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But the Cheese Whiz, I think you could almost become an artiste. You know, you could really develop a beautiful piece of custom artwork.
That's right. I mean, really just really cover the Naughty Bits in a special way.
That's right. Brian just posted the gif of the, he just said apple pie, and then there was a gif from American Pie with Eugene
Classic.
Levy saying, we'll just tell your mother that we ate it all.
I will say Eugene Levy does not age.
Ever.
Yeah, he's still got it, man.
He's a handsome man. He's a handsome man. If you're not watching the S Creek that he was in, great show.
Quality stuff, really very good. And Tim said, if I had to choose a food item, he said, I'd probably just go with whatever insane, stupid, delicious lasagna, baked breakfast burger BS that Carl's Jr. and Hardee's comes up with next. Just cover your body in that thing. Yeah,
I just want to be covered in hash browns.
Oh.
Why has... Oh, hash browns. Are we talking like... But well, wait, what kind of hash browns are we talking about? Are we talking the little ones?
You get the little
McDonald's pancakes.
No, you get the little McDonald's for the nips, and then you get the McDonald's one for down below, and it's perfect.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Do you guys have any, like, small organization things that make you feel very accomplished? Like, I just went and bought a new office chair and a mat for it. So I have carpet in my room. But, yeah, it feels nice. It's just this small goal that feels really good.
Message deleted.
He did what? He bought something?
He's looking. He's asking if we have any small organizational tips or things that we do that make us feel accomplished.
The garage, the hanging things in the garage where you can put stuff on and you get everything up off the floor. Yes. Oh man, you're just like, so much more.
No.
What?
No,
what?
Dude.
What?
No, you get those up there, and then more stuff goes on the floor. That's how it's worked in ours.
No. Well, I mean, it's gotten to the point where there's more stuff on the floor, and so I want more hanging things. I've got two of those right now in my garage.
I'm out
and
of space up top.
I want a third, and then there's like the third car garage where I'm like, I think I can fit another one in that corner. So I've kind of become addicted to it.
I wish the only thing I don't like about my house is that we're a two car garage house, and it's a very tight garage. So you know, especially when I, as fat as I am, like between like trying to sleep, squeeze between my wife's car and the garage fridge sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like I gotta like kind of like do the slide across the hood thing, you know, except for not nearly as cool, and it's like just the fat guy version of it. So that's not awesome. But if I had a like my dream is to have a four-car garage with only two cars in it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so much room.
Do you guys ever do that thing where your significant other is out of town and you just park in your garage?
Yeah.
It's like when they're out of town, you sleep just starfish in the bed. But when they're out of town, you just pull into the garage, just all crooked.
At an angle.
You're just like, whatever, I don't care. This is great.
We have a two-car garage, but Andrew's motorcycle is, like, directly by my car, and I always feel so bad whenever I'm not paying attention and I just, like, kind of open my door a little too quick.
You ding his motorcycle?
Great.
Not on purpose.
She does out of jealousy, guaranteed.
Oh, she does.
Whoopsie.
It's a motorcycle. It doesn't take up that much space. How do you just like fling your door open and?
Sometimes, and every once in a while, I just kind of I hear it, and it sounds worse than the market leaves. But I'm just gonna let him think that it's just from like driving around and getting gravel, not from me.
If you're saying that if you left a noticeable ding on his motorcycle from flinging your door into it,
I wouldn't tell him.
You wouldn't tell him.
Nope.
Man, what a weird relationship you guys have. Although I'd be too scared to. I do enjoy telling this story. I'd gotten my car, it was still relatively new, and my wife was backing out of her garage one time, and straight up ran into the side of the garage. So, like, scraped it up, broke the mirror, all everything. And she comes out and she's like, oh my gosh. She's like, I think that you hit something in your car. I'm like, what are you talking about? You literally just did that while backing out, and she was still trying to put it on me. She's like, I just noticed this on the front of your car. I'm like, it wasn't the loud scraping that we all just heard as you hit the garage on the way out. So,
I love that move. That's great. Good for her.
At this point, though, like, my car's like, what, 6-7 years old now at this point, and I don't, like, stuff runs into it at this point. I'm just like, whatever.
No, whatever. Whatever.
Whatever. Like, it's, like, I feel like every time you get a new car, like when I got this car, I would say within 2 weeks, I had a dent in it from either somebody else's door or a shopping cart, one or the other. But always.
I immediately got my car and somebody rammed their shopping cart into the side of my car, and it's been there forever. Like, I'm just like, ugh. I'm going to have to get a whole new bumper.
That's why when people, like, they're like, don't try to, like, it's not a big deal that I don't put my card up. It is a big deal. You are what's wrong with the world. Like, I feel like
that's
with
true.
Everything going on and all the shaming that's going on, like, the, you know, I mean, I know the people who don't put their cards back, not quite up there yet, but that's a problem that I feel like we can eradicate.
If I had a choice between eradicating COVID-19 and people that don't put their carts away, I would have a difficult time making that decision.
I would have to sit down and really ponder on
Please
that.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey guys, but especially Mahoney. I just recently came to some money. I have $1,000. I can do whatever I want with it. I got major projects that need to get done. My portfolio is pretty hefty already, so. What do you guys think I should do with it?
Message deleted.
Yes, call
A5
us.
A5 Wagyu. A5 Wagyu.
Yeah.
What? Treat yourself to the
get
best steak in the world. Oh, not a bunch of steaks. Like two steaks.
Oh.
So you call Mahoney for financial advice, and he immediately says, eat it. He literally says to eat your $1,000 in the middle of a global pandemic.
No, he's saying financially fine. He's saying he's fine. Like, whatever, man. Like, if you got $1,000 to burn, a meal, make it your best meal ever. Treat yourself.
Desmond over on Twitch had even a more irresponsible response. You just said hookers and blow. So.
Oh,
Can you
not, for $1,000? No.
I don't know if that's
the meal.
Enough.
I promise you, the meal will be more enjoyable.
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Dear diary, today I had 3 breakfast sandwiches from Carl's Jr., 9 hot dogs, a grilled cheese, 2 more hot dogs, and a Totino's party pizza. It's only 2 p.m. Love, Mahoney.
Message deleted.
Does that sound about right?
I've never eaten 9 hot dogs in a day, I don't think. Maybe.
Like 3.
I don't think.
Maybe. I would top out at like 7, I think.
And is Carl's Jr., is that on your list?
No, Carl's Jr. is the only time Carl's Jr., I mean, maybe the breakfast biscuits, if it's just like me and Ian, like if Dave and you are out of the office on vacation or something, and it's just like me and Ian, and I'm able to come in late, that's the only time I ever stop and get like breakfast biscuits from Carl's Jr. or Hardee's.
He gets them, comes into the studio late, and then eats them, and then immediately goes and takes a nap.
I like that you very specifically asked about a Carl's Jr. breakfast, and he knows exactly the time when he gets a Carl's Jr. breakfast. He'll show up late, eat them, and then leave. That's his entire day.
Are we shocked?
The one near the station doesn't start until 6. They don't open until 6 for breakfast. And then at that time, they're not like the biscuits aren't ready to go at 6, so you got to wait like another 15 minutes to get those biscuits. And then after I eat 2 to 3 Carl's Jr. sausage breakfast biscuits, I get tired and I will go take a nap.
You got a nap.
My parents did offer, which, by the way, I don't know if we should do this or not. So my parents they provided the couch that's in our office right now, which is a very, very comfortable
nice couch,
recliner. So they're buying another new one, but they have even nicer like a nicer recliner. Do we go dual recliner in the office, Dave?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Dual facing recliners, so that way the four of us can all lay in the recliners facing each other like we're the grandparents from Willy Wonka. I am on board for that.
XTEFM HD1 Pahrump, Las Vegas, a radio.com station broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios inside the entertainment capital of the world. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So Jimmy Kimmel is set to host the 2020 Primetime Emmys for ABC. What that show will look like, however, is still rather unclear. News of Kimmel's third go as the Emmy MC announced by the network on Tuesday comes a day after the Television Academy announced that the creative arts ceremonies would be going virtual. I don't know where we're going to be doing this or how we're going to be doing this or why we are doing this, but we are doing it and I'm hosting it, said Jimmy Kimmel, who also will serve as an executive producer on the event. So the Primetime Emmys, originally set for the annual live telecast from the Microsoft Theater in LA, will still be doled out Sunday, September 20th, again airing live on both coasts. Additional production details will be announced closer to the date, but no one really knows how things are going to look come, mid to late September. And, there's always talk about a second wave and everything else. So, whether or not there's any sort of, audience or there is any winners there or whatever it may be, we don't know yet, but it doesn't sound like those things are in the plans right now.
Are the Emmys the drunk ones, or is that the Golden Globes?
Golden Globes are the drunk ones.
Cable Ace Awards were just doing cocaine straight on the table back in the early 90s for those. But Jimmy Kimmel's a good host. But again, am I like excited? No. Whatever.
Yeah, another award show. Who cares?
He's a decent host. He's a decent host. But like, am I gonna waste 3 hours? Maybe if nothing else is on. But even then, I'm probably like, I'm probably gonna pass on this.
So you're not excited about that, but I would imagine you're probably going to get excited about this. Keanu Reeves is auctioning off a 15-minute Zoom call with himself to the highest bidder. The funds going to Idaho's children's cancer charity, Camp Rainbow Gold. The offer comes after the coronavirus pandemic has obviously stopped people from being able to raise money the traditional way. It's their largest fundraiser. It's called the Share Your Heart Ball. It's been canceled with just 2 days' notice because of the spread of the virus. According to Camp Rainbow Gold, their mission is close to the actor's heart. Reeves' own sister battled leukemia. It'll be a 15-minute Zoom call with the auction winner. Reeves will share a glass of wine, tell stories, answer questions, even teach a few karate lessons.
Whoa.
Hell yeah.
While holding
I love
a glass
Keanu
of wine.
Reeves. I love that he's doing this for a great cause. But I feel like every time I see one of these, like we were just talking about, like Jimmy Kimmel, there was a thing where they had a nurse on who they were spotlighting, and then she's a huge Metallica fan, and they bring on Lars from Metallica, and she's like, "Oh!" And then like the rest of the interview is just like super awkward. That's why I feel like if Keanu Reeves were to like jump into our video feed, it'd be like, "Oh."
Oh, there's Keanu Reeves. It's much better if he does kind of like the llama slash emu thing that they've been offering where he just randomly pops up on a Zoom call and doesn't say anything. He's just there.
I would give me 30 seconds of it. Just like, it could just be like, bro. And then just signs off. And I'd be like, that's cool. That would probably be the same. That would give me the same amount of enjoyment.
I mean, if he was just kind of quietly there sipping wine and also doing karate moves, I mean, I do think I'd be down for that as well.
I don't know. Did you watch the graduation video that him and Bill or him and what's the Alex Winters did for San Dimas High, how awkward it was.
No,
it was it was super awkward. I was just like, what is I mean, like, it's Keanu Reeves is cool, but it's just like it was like 4 minutes too long, and it was three and a half, you know, and it was a 5 minute long video.
Odd One over on Twitch said, I want a Nicolas Cage Zoom call. I mean, you think about some of the best. Nicolas Cage would obviously be great. Keanu Reeves is up there. Is there anyone else that you would actually pay for? Shia LaBeouf, yeah.
Shia would be good.
I would pay top tier for Shia, maybe right underneath Keanu, and I think you'd have to pay me to watch Nick Cage. I don't want to be yelled at. Yeah, Nick Cage would just yell at you the entire time. I don't want to be verbally assaulted.
I would pay for that. Like, if he would just come on here and then, like, not just kind of, like, be like, hey, but, like, call me, like a human piece of garbage and like, you know, just really tear me down.
He needs to yell at you like he yells at Vince Neil when Vince Neil is trying to fight a valet guy at the Aria. If you haven't seen that video, by the way, it's worth a watch. But Nicolas Cage being the voice of reason, like, Vince, quit it. Quit it, Vince. You're drunk. And the fact that
the Carrot Top gets in the middle of them.
You're like, what is going on here? Jason said Christopher Walken would be a pretty good one. Morgan Freeman would be cool. Yeah, Shia LaBeouf. Yeah.
I don't know.
So Gwen Stefani is Gwen Stefani is returning for the 19th season of The Voice. Also, The Voice has been on for 19 seasons.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't that seem like a lot? But she's going to be alongside her boyfriend of 5 years, Blake Shelton, as well as Kelly Clarkson and John Legend. Nick Jonas is going to leave for the time being. But, yeah, the fact that Gwen Stefani has punted on her residency and is going back to The Voice isn't a huge surprise.
Wait. Adam Levine's not in it anymore?
No, I think Adam Levine's like the mainstay, isn't he? I think that it's just all the other ones. It's all the other ones that rotate. So, yeah.
Well,
I think
Blake
that,
and him.
Blake and him, yeah. So I think Adam's still a part of it as well. Yeah. This news comes after claims that she'll marry Blake Shelton once the COVID-19 pandemic is over, after waiting for years to get an annulment from Gavin Rossdale. So that's been the holdup, is that she's waiting to get her divorce. Right? I know.
Like
it doesn't make sense.
Like within the first year.
Well, so that's what they said. She's been divorced for nearly 4 years, but she's been trying her best to change her divorce from Gavin to an annulment before getting married once again, which I don't really understand why exactly you would do that.
Weird.
But and also, I thought the whole rule is kind of archaic with annulments, that the annulment you're supposed to be able to do if you never consummated the marriage. Wasn't that the thought behind it? Is that you can annul a marriage if you never consummated it, which is like,
well,
mm-hmm, sure.
They've got some kids. So,
kind of hard to make that argument, but Gwen Stefani is back for season number 19 of The Voice.
Can't
hooray.
Anybody
the Dave Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present the Missed Connection Inspection.
The Missed Connection Inspection, you get to hear a bunch of really interesting posts from people. They'll take to Craigslist because maybe they just had a brief encounter with somebody and they want another shot at it. Or maybe they've had a long-standing relationship but it went cold for whatever reason. Or perhaps the even creepier one where they literally just walked past somebody in a parking lot or a grocery store and they felt like they had a real connection to them, even though the other person sometimes maybe doesn't even know they were looking at them. Isn't that neat? This first one is entitled Rosalina. We hit that 420 and talked. And then the post is, S went upside down after that. If you see this, let's try again. Hit me up.
Oh.
So you guys smoked weed and talked, and then things went crazy after that for whatever reason. I don't know if you're going to get another shot at that.
Chemtrails. Probably not. They were talking about chemtrails, probably.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Politics.
Gay frogs. Gay frogs.
Gay frogs, yeah, ruined. Politics. Yeah, we can, certainly can. This one is entitled Granny on a Scooter. Saw her Sunday at 11, riding past me, long gray hair and a ponytail. It made me want an elderly F-buddy, 70-plus.
Oh, no. No.
Reply to start a conversation, monogamous white male, 65.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, oh, boy.
I mean, it's better than like a 20-year-old male. Like, I mean, at least you're still in the ballpark at 65.
Is it though? I mean, I feel like an elder, you know, an elderly blank buddy works if you're 20, because if you're a 20-year-old, you're a novelty. But if you're just 65 and looking for a 70-year-old, I don't know, man. And I love the fact that she was on a scooter. She zipped by you, and you're like, I must have her.
Do you still have that scooter sound effect?
Oh, for sure I do. Let me see.
That was a granny on a scooter. So okay, maybe she's, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, she likes to go for a ride.
This one's entitled "You Came to Buy a Table." Asked to buy a cigarette for $1. Sorry I didn't talk to you. You kind of caught me off guard. I wasn't expecting someone so hot. Hopefully you'll see this. We were both wearing tank tops and had ink. You just had a little more ink than me. Dude, you blew it.
He was trying to buy it?
No, she was trying to buy a smoke from him for $1, and he didn't talk to her, and now he's pining for her on Craigslist. You are doing all of this wrong, man. Come on. You got to be better than that. Yeah.
What are those called? A Lucy? Get a Lucy? That's what a single cigarette's called?
Is it?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh,
like the 50s.
Yeah. No, they're still
called Lucy. Are they? All right. This one's entitled "A Stranger's Kiss in the Age of COVID." A kiss, a lick, a nibble, and all the other things I miss while being responsible and distancing. Open to creative ideas for a discreet meeting. Share with me, even if it's what you want to do but can't. That's just fishing with dynamite, right? That's just that's just for anyone out there. That's
is that dude for dude or dude for woman?
Did not say. I can assume this is a dude, though, because I don't hear many posts from women saying
a woman
saying
would
nibble.
Never use the word nibble, ever, in a dating post. Zero chance.
This one's
like
entitled...
Also, if you nibble, is it that just sounds so creepy. It sounds like a mouse that's eating your toe after you've died.
Yeah, you never announce a nibble. A nibble can be fine, but you never lead with, I'm going to nibble you.
A nuzzle is okay. A nibble, I don't know. Like, a nuzzle, like, you get in there, you start nuzzling.
Well, some people are into the nibbles, but
no,
I agree.
No, that's what I mean. They're into it, but, like, don't say I'm going to nibble, you know? It's just seems...
Yeah.
Okay. Otter, are you saying you into the nibble? What's going on, man? You creep.
I don't think that I would. No, I just think that it's like kind of bizarre to announce the nibble. I feel like that the nibble is always like fun whenever it's like unexpected. You know what I mean? Not like, here comes the nibble. It's like coming for you. No, thanks.
Call me Alvin or Simon or Theodore.
Sounds scary.
This one's entitled "Red Mustang." The post reads, "You opened my sexuality. You pounced on me with your old boyfriend on our first meetup and several times after that. You were my first male kiss. You are hot. I'm a handsome white guy. You love being who loved being dominated by you? We lost touch, and I need you."
That's dude for dude, right?
Oh, yeah. And it sounds like
like
multiple dudes. Yeah, yeah. Just really, really went for it.
Hey, man, get yours.
Yeah.
There's plenty of fish in the sea, though.
How do you continue to lose? Like, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just not in the business of trolling the old Craigslist or Plenty of Fish or whatever. But, like, how do you lose touch with these people? Like, if you've done it multiple times, like, are phones just getting shut off? Is that what the problem is here? Like, how do you lose touch with these people who you're having these rendezvous with?
And the library computer lab is only open for X amount of hours, Mahoney, you know, so, the internet access is very sparse.
This one's entitled "Bagel Girls." I bet you'll like this one, Audrey. Yeah. "Just wanted to say thank you to you amazing hotties. More girls need to dress like you with that confidence. To the group of two with the short shorts and the sweet booty peeking out. Amazing." Heart eye emoji. "Makes me wish I had to stand in line behind you in order to make an order, but I had already made mine. I thought you were all together, but the girl by herself, I left you behind. You were absolutely stunning," all caps. "The jeans, the tank, the white Acura, stunning. Wonder if any of you ever noticed me the way I noticed you. Long shot, but just for fun, what did I order or joke about? Would love to get to know you better, ..
Odds are, sir, no. They did not notice you the same way you noticed them. Stunning. Barf.
Oh, gross. Like, and you watch them walk to their car, you creepy-ass creeper.
That's so creepy.
So here's the problem. Like, and somebody pointed this out the other day on an article I was reading online, that women get attention they don't want, and men don't get any attention that they desperately want. And that's the problem with, like, dating in 2020 right now.
Oh, 100%.
This one's entitled Cialis. If you're looking for some Cialis, I got some to get rid of. Don't need, got plenty, so email me if you need. Hell yeah, just out
and
here slinging boner pills.
No, I'm all stocked up on Cialis. Thank
you. You're all good. Okay.
You could throw the football through the tire. Are you for your birthday? Are you and your girlfriend going to get into a bathtub and hold hands?
Is two matching bathtubs, which for some reason are just outside looking at a dock. You're like, what's going on here?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So this is actually some really big news. It was announced yesterday that the Pro Bowl is coming to Las Vegas. How exciting is that? The 2021 Pro Bowl is going to be held in Las Vegas on January 31st, a week before the Super Bowl. And this is the first big announcement for something happening in Las Vegas that is not being canceled, I mean, at least as of right now. So the past four Pro Bowls have all been held in Orlando. Before that, it was Hawaii, and the looks like Las Vegas at least is going to be one of the places where the Pro Bowl is hopefully regularly going to be held, but the event will air on ESPN, ABC, and ESPN Deportes during the Pro Bowl week. There's going to be a bunch of events that happen that will directly benefit the Las Vegas community, but we talked about how exciting it is that there's big events, and specifically the NFL coming to town. Obviously, we all hope that the Raiders games can bring a whole bunch of people to town, and that hopefully by the time that we get to fall, this COVID thing, maybe there'll be some sort of vaccine or further developments with slowing down the spread of it. Because right now it's a little spooky if we're looking at the states around the country with the way that the cases are trending. But the NFL deciding that they didn't do the draft here like they were supposed to. That got canceled. It's going to be here in 2022, but 2021 is going to be the Pro Bowl. The draft is coming in 2022. Obviously, all of the NFL games, and then the Super Bowl is also coming to town. So that's big business, man. That's really exciting stuff.
Do you think that we will see a Super Bowl and Pro Bowl back-to-back weekend in Las Vegas?
Whoa. No, that seems like a little bit too much, doesn't it?
I mean, you think so?
It just logistically, because there's so much stuff that you have to do for each one. It seems like having both in the same place would kind of bottleneck the city. Maybe not. I don't know. I mean, Vegas is a lot better at handling big mass influx of people, more so than almost any other place in the entire country. So the fact that they're doing that here in Las Vegas is super exciting. So Pro Bowl coming to town, and that's really not that far away when you think about it. I mean, January 31st is not that far away, considering that it's going to be July here before we sneeze. And speaking of sports in Las Vegas, you guys probably heard, but Ryan Reeves has signed a 2-year extension with the Golden Knights. So it's a $3.5 million contract extension. He was set to become a free agent after the season. He previously had a 2-year deal worth $2.775 million per season. So a pay increase for Ryan Reeves. That's good news, man. He's a great part of the community and does a lot of cool stuff as
solid
well.
Solid part of the team. Glad
he's the enforcer, man. Like, it's great watching him punch people.
Probably the best fighter in the league, without a doubt. So keeping him here is great. Can't wait to see hockey up and going again. That's going to be exciting as well. And the fact that he's going to stay and he's putting roots down here in Las Vegas, which I feel like we're going to see more and more of as we go along. Because prior to having the Golden Knights and now having the Raiders, like, we don't really have, we had UNLV athletes who went on to become pro, or you've got guys like Bryce Harper who have made their homes here, or other players. But like, I feel like once you come and you play
Chris Bryant was another big one.
His family's still here.
Those are guys that came up through Las Vegas.
And it
wasn't like, they started here and then went to the minor league team and everything else. So there's obviously some big name athletes that are tied to the city. But the fact that, like Ryan Reeves has been with the Vegas Golden Knights since the jump. Right. And so the fact that he's become such a big part of the team and they're keeping him around for a couple of years is awesome. And also, it's not confirmed yet, but it's all but confirmed that the NHL is going to use Las Vegas as the West Coast hub city to round out the rest of the season. So it won't actually be the Golden Knights playing here really any of the West Coast teams because they're going to flip-flop them so that way no one has a quote-unquote home ice advantage. But it's pretty cool that a whole bunch of the team's going to be doing things here in Las Vegas to round out the NHL season. And, yeah, to exactly where you're going. A lot of people getting back to work as a result of it. This is some not-so-great news. The contractors that were working on the Drew, which has just been the bane of the Strip since, 2005 is when they started that disaster? The contractors say that... The Fountain Blue? Contractors saying they're owed $36 million for work done at the Drew that they have not been paid yet. So the lead construction team claiming nearly $18 million in unpaid work, and contractors say they have in total more than $36 million in unpaid bills. I mean, look, I get that these are big, big projects. I can't imagine being a construction team and just going, hey, you guys are backlogged by $18 million. Like, can you? That's unbelievable. But, I mean, a project of that scale, you don't expect to go belly up. These are obviously big-name people
project,
that are involved in it.
We 100% expected to go belly up, Dave.
No, that you one, know, yes. Like, but, I mean,
that one, we're like, yeah, that's going to go belly up again. Yeah, by the time it's almost finished, that's when we're, like, literally, I feel like that's
exactly
the biggest
said,
indicator
yeah.
Well, in Las Vegas is, work. Health is what's going on with the Fountain Blue or the Drew, which now I'm sure it's going to have another name after this.
You just got to tear it down, man. Just blow it up. Blow it up. Just be done with it.
Well, we blew up the little Harmon place, the Harmon Hotel. Remember that?
The Harmon Tower is what you're talking about. So the Harmon Tower, I mean, that was part of City Center, and it was amazing because they built this whole tower right there at the intersection of Harmon and Las Vegas Boulevard, and it was this beautiful tower, and they never put a single person into it ever because it wasn't up to code, and they didn't blow that up. I mean, they literally had to strategically take it down just like they put it up, which really sucks. I think there's still lawsuits going on over that, like who was at fault
for
it.
Sure there are.
Yeah. Bossy Rossi over on Facebook said, Revo making sure that people don't water their lawns for years to come here in Las Vegas. So the enforcer on the ice and in people's front yards, which I like that they were like, okay, we have an enforcer for the hockey team. Let's just have him go beat up citizens in their front yards if they water their grass. They're like, good campaign.
I love raves, but I don't like that they're using, celebrities to, like a public utility. It's like, lower my water bill.
Nah, whatever. I mean, do what you got to do. At least those campaigns are entertaining as opposed to some of the ones that they've done in the past where it's just an old lady going up and kicking some guy in the balls. Remember that one?
I don't remember that one.
Yeah.
I remember the dust hole campaigns, which they need to bring back. I haven't seen those in a long time, but don't be a dust hole.
Yeah, that was pretty good. And finally, last week there was Shea Day, which benefited the family of Shay Michelonis, the police officer that was shot in the head here in Las Vegas. And obviously there's been some progress, so they think that he is going to make it, but he is paralyzed. He's unable to talk right now. He's on a ventilator. There is a long road ahead. Well, the one piece of reaction that the injured police officer's fund got last week is that there's a lot of people that were from the other side of town that were unable to get out there. And so they're actually going to be doing another fundraiser tomorrow. It's going on all day tomorrow. It's at Big B's Texas Barbecue in Henderson. It's called Henderson Helps. It's going to run from 9 to 5 at the restaurant, and it's adjacent to Dignity Health's Rehabilitation Hospital, so it's being organized by the Injured Police Officers Fund. They're going to have one of those big banners out there that you can sign. You can purchase a t-shirt, grab a bite, 100% of the money. The restaurant's actually donating all of the day's profits to Shay's family as well, but all of the money goes directly to the family. So this isn't the sort of thing where it's like, oh, a portion of the proceeds. No, 100%, every single dollar goes directly to Shay and his family.
And
I'm glad they're doing it in Henderson too, right? Because they did it, the last one was at Sahara and Jones. And so for people that are in the Henderson and surrounding areas, it's just great that they're giving them an opportunity. So that's tomorrow from 9 to 5.
I actually ordered, I had Big B's for dinner last night. I ordered me some Big B's on Grubhub. And I will say, their barbecue, pretty solid. Their cheddar, jalapeno cheddar sausage, hot link, to die for. Good ribs, they have a good mustard-based barbecue sauce
as well.
So, I love that. I love that. I may have to.
Well, and if you go out there and you decide that you want to have some lunch or maybe even dinner out there, it's going on from 9 to 5, and Big B's is donating all their proceeds from the day as well to the family. So, pretty cool opportunity to help out Shay and his family. That's going on from 9 to 5 tomorrow in Henderson.
Mm. Lazy Bones Mahomes.
Do I have to?
So all of these facts about Mahoney's incredible laziness really are nothing short of spectacular. They were all sent to me by Mahoney's wife, and Ian and Audrey have no idea which one is correct. You guys can land on the same one if you want and decide that you think that it's a little too outlandish for one of these things to be real. And for those of you that are watching along right now or and listening along, you can text us or you can hit us up in the chat and let us know which one you think is incorrect as well, because these are really astounding. Today for Lazy Bones Mahomes. What are you doing, Mahoney?
I'm getting a visual aid for the for Ian and Audrey.
Okay, all right. So Mahoney just took a picture of his foot with no sock on. So okay, so that'll pertain to our third one. Here we go with number one in Lazy Bones Mahomes. Last week, Mahoney recorded a nearly three-hour Beer for Breakfast podcast without eating, so by the time I got home, he was tipsy and hangry. We decided to go to Lindo Michoacan to get his favorite bacon-wrapped shrimp to soak up the booze and the anger. We went into the garage to get my car, and Mahoney was impatient waiting for the garage door to open, so he pulled the emergency tab used when the power is out and the garage door won't work. Well, this took the garage door off the track, and instead of taking 90 seconds to say, I don't know, fix it so he could go get his food, he went into the living room, started yelling, and then passed out on the couch, leaving me to fix the garage door so I could get out and go to work the next morning. Please remind him to eat before Beer for Breakfast.
That sounds very true.
I was overserved.
I see.
I was overserved, I'll say that, first and foremost. And I will say, getting the sliding thing back on the garage door, way trickier than it is to I just barely touched it and it popped off.
Your wife fixed it though, so it couldn't have been too hard.
And like actually, it's really not that tricky. I don't know what you're talking about. You just snap it back into place.
I was very drunk.
It took an hour of her time, and it probably would have taken 30 minutes if you would have stuck around.
I was drunk.
Josh says he thinks that one is fake. Jennifer says that one is true. And
totally true.
Let's go on to number two, and you guys can continue to your guesses here. Number two, Mahoney has been reliving his childhood by eating SpaghettiOs, Pringles, and Totino's Party Pizza, which he annoyingly pronounces Toastino's, by the way. As we are still mostly staying home, you may be aware we do have seasonal candy displays in our kitchen, and we had like the big jars that they have, and depending on, you know, whether it's Easter or Valentine's Day, they do theme it. It's a very nice touch. And she said, we have those in the jars, and I store the candy in the garage freezer for when it's not being displayed. Well, Mahoney was having one of his beloved Toastino's pizzas, and they were blocked by a single bag of Cadbury eggs in the freezer when he came in from the garage and whined about how he was hungry but couldn't get to any of his food because my candy was blocking it in the storage.
First off.
Totally true.
First off. It is Toastino's, but it's much like how it was the Berenstain Bears. You know,
it's not Toastino's.
It's not the Mandela effect, man.
It's T-O-T.
And there was a Totino's movie with Sinbad as a genie in the 90s. I swear I saw it.
It existed. It did not exist.
Just like Toastino's used to be called Toastino's before they changed the name, and we all got brainwashed.
Wait, I call it Toastino's.
It's not Toastino's. Right. It's Totino's.
Totino's.
Like
T-O-T-I-N-O. Totino.
No. I call it Toastino's.
Well, that doesn't matter. You're both idiots then. You just can't read. Nope, that's not how letters work.
And second of all, like the fact that I go for those Toastino's pizzas all the time. Why would you put so many barriers inside the freezer?
She said it was one bag.
It was like four. It was four. Okay. And one of those Halo Top ice creams.
So what did she have to go and like pint? Move them for you while you just like stomped your feet and waited for the pizza? Like,
I had to know. I had to like pull them out and they're freezing and like holding. There's no room, you know.
It's
like
it's a
giant hassle.
Copper said, I don't think anything is getting in the way of Mahoney and his food. Josh said that's true, and Jennifer said, nah, that one sounds fake. Here we go on to number three in Lazy Bones Mahomes. Mahoney's personal grooming and attire has taken quite a downturn the last couple of months. You've seen his socks, and his toenails have grown into vicious claws. He recently rolled over in bed and cut his right leg open with his left toes and then proceeded to bleed on our sheets. When I asked him to please help me out by throwing the sheets in the washing machine. He said, baby, I'm a wounded animal. You do it.
Oh, my God.
You cut him after, though. You just cut those. Because I've seen them recently, and that looks fresh cut.
What is wrong with your toe?
Like, dude, you got a barnacle growing on that thing.
Is that a tumor? What is that? Like, you're
that's a bunion.
You look
He's
unhealthy, man.
No, man. That's what's built up. That's what a man does, because I use these feet all the time.
No, you
what,
don't.
You play
I built up like a...
Like playing bass with that toe? Like,
Jesus, man.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
So that's freshly cut. So that makes me think that you had to cut them after you like sliced your leg.
All right. So Ned's saying number one is fake. You guys have to make a decision here. So the first one is him getting drunk during beer for breakfast and unhooking the garage door and then angrily passing out on the couch. And then we had number two, which is the Tostinos being blocked by a small amount of items in the garage fridge and him freaking out on his wife because her candy was blocking it. And then the third one is the vicious claws that he has on his feet, cutting himself open and then bleeding on their bed.
Oh,
only one is fake. Only one is fake.
I'm going to go with number three, and I only say that because I don't think Mahoney cut himself. I think he cut his wife.
We have heard stories in the past about him cutting his wife.
Yep. So I think
I've got
very powerful
toes. Mm-hmm. I'm just throwing that out there.
Whenever he pinches her too, he pinches her whenever with his feet.
She gets so mad at him too. Yep. He'll pinch her with his toes. Which who does that?
Yep. So I'm
all right,
saying
Audrey.
Number three is false.
Ian, go number three. What's your guess?
I'm gonna go with number two being false, because I can envision him getting really angry and like making a big ruckus over it, but I still think he makes a ruckus after getting the pizzas out. So I'm going to go with number two being false.
One of you is correct. The other is not. Audrey, I am sorry. You lose today. Ian, congratulations to you, man. You get one right.
You slice the leg over.
Yeah, what's the
No, that's the fake one. He did not slice anyone open with his toenails.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
But she did
add that he's only scratched me with his toes, but so far he has yet to draw blood. Gross for those big old things away.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So let's get into today's Redneck Report. How about a potential Teacher of the Year candidate, Mahoney? You know where this is going, right? A married high school teacher from Florida, a female, has been arrested after a student reported that they actually had sex after football practice in the classroom.
I can't control my horny level.
Her name is Megan with an H. Megan Mary Rodriguez, 37, allegedly began a relationship with a 17-year-old boy through a couple of platonic text messages that eventually turned into sexual content and led to an encounter last summer in the classroom at the school. He eventually told his parents what happened because he told her he wasn't interested in banging her anymore and was worried that she would fail him. The sheriff's office received an anonymous tip on March 3rd when confronted at the school by an investigator on March 3rd. She said that she needed an attorney, but as the person was leaving the school grounds, Rodriguez called him back to the principal's office to ask what might happen next. According to the arrest report, she is now in jail as a result, being held without bond. That is, without a doubt, second-degree felony charges, sexual assault of a minor is what she is facing. And this is the sort of thing that happens all of the time. And we talk about how it happens to women sleeping with younger guys, and it's sort of many times like a dude's joking and chuckling and laughing about it like it's no big deal, but the rules apply to both genders, right? Like,
yes.
You're a 37-year-old teacher and you're hooking up with a 17-year-old guy, even if the 17-year-old wanted it. Like, it's still predatory behavior.
Well, the predatory behavior is amplified because you're in a position of power over him. You know, I mean, there's some places in the United States where, you know, if you're a 17-year-old man, you're legal to do whatever you want. You know, I think it's not necessarily illegal at that point. But if you are in a position of power and you're using that as a teacher, that is just just doesn't make any sense. And this is, again, why, like, we just can't fathom this. It's like you're a decent looking person. Get on Tinder, spend 3 seconds on Tinder, you can make that happen.
Doesn't make any sense at all.
I can't control my horny level.
That's what it always comes down to.
Say you never, you dummy.
So this one actually is from a little while ago, but we were talking about this yesterday, you know, going to like a public park and having a barbecue there. And that's why this story makes a lot of sense. Another teacher in this case, Heather Carpenter, a substitute teacher in Sarasota County, was upset over a complaint with the school that she was working. She decided to take her frustrations out at a 7-year-old girl's birthday party in a nearby park by smearing human feces all over the wooden tables and the barbecue grills.
What?
Told you. It's
the fascination poop. Why?
Told you this happens. How much? Don't use those.
What did she eat? She smeared her poop on 7 tables and 2 grills that all had to be replaced. One eyewitness is recalled spotting a woman in the park wearing a blue mask and gloves, dabbing excrement on the tables and grills under a pavilion in the family park. And sure enough, she got busted for it.
Like what Cam Newton does?
Yeah, like throwing her poo. Like.
He's throwing it, yeah.
I hate the word smear for this. Yeah. We were talking about this off air yesterday, and the fact that, like, this is why. And people are like, oh, you're uppity, Mahoney, because you don't want to use those grills in the parks. And I said, people urinate on those, and they smear their poop on those. It happens all the time. And you guys didn't believe me, so I knew there was a news story out there where somebody had been arrested. So this is, again, why I don't use those.
Yep. So a man in Vienna has been fined $565 for intentionally breaking wind loudly in front of the cops. A move that the Austrian Capitals Police say was intentional the way that they were doing it. So the city police wrote on Twitter that, of course, no one is reported for accidentally letting one go, but they added that the man was uncooperative and provocatively farted at them during an encounter.
If the police are allowed to use tear gas, I should be allowed to use rear gas.
It's not going to get any better than that. I'm trying to find the out, but this stupid mouse isn't working. Go! It's funny! It's not going to get any funnier than that.
It's funny! Just say it again, Mahoney. Say it again. Say it again.
No, it's not yet. This thing's still not working. Jesus Christ.
We're running a real tight ship around here today, you guys.
And literally, like, the mouse isn't even populating right now, thanks to Fred and this computer that doesn't work in the studio. Yeah, all right, well, I guess like we'll do one more story to see if this actually starts working, and if not, then I guess I'll just have to restart the entire thing, which will be great. Mom tells her daughter at a graduation party that she is giving the now 19-year-old the tummy tuck that she has been wanting. So a mom shocked the guests at the party, and again, this was a large group of people at this party. They were all sitting around. And the girl gets up there with her mom while her mom's on a microphone, mind you. And she goes, hey, sweetie, good news. I'm going to give you that tummy tuck that you've been wanting. So that way you can get rid of all of that extra loose skin that you don't want. So this
was actually Mommy Dearest.
No, it was on Smothered, which is on TLC. So small S and then Mothered, but it's called Smothered. It's a reality series on TLC. And sure enough, this mom gets up there and is telling her 19-year-old daughter in front of everyone on the microphone that she's going to buy her a tummy tuck for her 19th birthday.
Did she want a tummy tuck, though?
Well, yeah.
I mean, I'm not mad. I knew a couple people when we graduated high school whose parents bought them cosmetic surgeries.
Yeah, but like they didn't announce it across like the whole like party, right? Yeah, it's like, that's hey, here's this nose job you wanted, or like,
oh, no,
here's your like implants that you've been like really wanting.
It was boob jobs.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All boob jobs.
All boob jobs, always.
I can just imagine that if somebody presented Mahoney with a free tummy tuck, he would just look at them and provocatively fart.
No, I need a breast reduction. That's what I need.
A breast reduction.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
I know a guy who's got one.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Dave, be honest with me, brother. How upset on a scale of 1 to 10 would you be if your boy's first word was Mahoney?
Message deleted.
Oh.
I think that'd be great.
we share a common his birthday is the show's birthday. So,
yeah,
you know,
that's right.
I feel like, you know.
It would really make my wife angry because she would think that he was saying mama, and he went, Mahoney. Respect, kid.
Mahoney.
Respect. Also, that guy died 3 years ago.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Audrey, how long do you think it'll be until you sprain your ankle on one of those hikes? I usually hike every other year because I usually sprain mine, and I have to take a whole year off.
Message deleted.
Audrey's been doing a lot of hiking recently, but you wear the boots, right?
Yeah, I got the boots for the stability and support. I don't know. I feel like you just jinxed me, so maybe this weekend or next weekend. Oh, no. I might not hike this weekend.
Have you ever sprained your ankle? Ever?
In general, yeah. Well, I played soccer, so my ankles are pretty weak. I've shattered my ankle a couple times, but probably soon.
Ask Dave. Dave sprained his ankle, Christmas time last year?
No, it was April last year. So
it was April? There was black ice in Chicago in April?
Either March. No, it was, sorry, it was March. It was March. Okay. But yeah, there's still ice on the ground in Chicago in March, sure. Yeah.
That's crazy.
But yeah, it took
you like 6 months to get back to like full strength.
Yeah,
I still feel it to this day, man. Like if I'm moving my foot right now, and I can still feel where it was sprained.
No way.
It was like the
you
tendons.
Might have done more.
Yeah, it was not great, man.
You went to a doctor.
Yeah, it's kind of a bootleg doctor, I think.
And that doctor was like,
well, he gave you the boot, so it's all right.
I'm like, it's broken, it's shattered in three places. He's like, it's barely sprained, takes some Advil.
It's a bruise, pussy. It's a bum bruise.
They gave him one of those little scooters.
You all mentioned about finding stuff in the trash. Can I just tell you that is like my favorite thing to do during the week? When I'm bored, I just cruise around and just look for garbage and dumpster finds. Call me gross, but I'm saving money.
Message deleted.
If you want something moved from your house, put it out on the curb. Mm-hmm.
Somebody will come and steal it.
Oh,
every
I almost
damn
did that.
Time.
Well, it's not stealing. Yep. If it's out on the curb,
someone will come and take
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's free reign, man. That's the Wild West.
I almost did that like a week and a half ago. My neighbors put out some sweet like bar stools. They were like really nice. And Andrew and I looked at each other. We did that whole like side eye, reverse the car. Take a second look at it kind of thing, and then we realized we don't have a bar, so we don't have anywhere to put them, but we were so close to snacking them.
You could build a bar.
I can't even get that dude to use a hammer. You think that I'm gonna get him to build a bar?
See, in other news, Audrey's trying to get pregnant right now, and like she just said, she can't even get him to use the hammer. And so, I mean, the whole idea of building
it's
a
not
bar
going well.
Just, yeah,
forget it. Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Tell me if you're down for this. There is a face bra. It's a real thing, and it claims that it can slim your face without diet or exercise, and supposedly has won over a legion of fans online after a video of a woman modeling the contraption went viral. The device from an Australian-based company is called the face bra. It ships internationally. It claims to get rid of your double chin when it's worn every other day for just 40 minutes. So the face bra is similar to the chin straps used after cosmetic surgery to keep the facial tissues tight during surgery. However, there's no scientific evidence that the compression will have any significant results once the strap is removed. But the product costs just over $20. I mean, so, I don't know. Take a flyer on it, maybe? I'm interested.
Just put a jock strap on your face and call it a day.
That's all it is.
Pretty much is what it is.
I mean, right.
So, yeah, like, what is the point? Like, how is it supposed to just, like, strengthen your muscles, like, put the collagen back in it? Like, I don't even understand, like, what it's supposed to do.
No, I feel like it's allegedly trying to tighten things up by strengthening it. But, like, here's the pro tip. Just stick your head up. Just stick your chin out.
Do what Mahoney does in every picture.
Get rid of that double chin.
Yeah.
Grow a beard.
Push your shoulders back. Lift your neck up and stick your head out.
Yeah. Yep, and grow
Look like a turtle.
Yeah, I do my best Mitch McConnell impression every picture I get taken.
But yeah, it's only $20 if you want to dive in on the face bra. How about this? This is a new dating app that's out there. It's called Dig. Have you guys heard about this? It's a dating app that helps dog lovers connect, which is kind of cool. But I don't know, man. It's kind of like I really, really, really love my kids. I don't really, really love other people's kids. And I feel like it's kind of the same with dogs. Like, I agree. Everyone loves their dog, but everyone else is like, oh, you have to meet my dog. It's the most amazing dog ever. And you're like, not really.
Tell me more about you and less about your dog.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to connect more with you as a person versus, like, I'm going to probably love your dog more than I'll like you, honestly.
I've got a way better idea here. So we should call this, it should be called Woof. The app should be called Woof, and it should be for ugly people with cute dogs who are looking to date.
Yes.
That's a great idea.
And then whenever the pictures just pop up, it just goes, woof.
Yes.
And instead of swiping right, you can woof them. You're just like, woof, yeah. Woof, yeah. Woof, 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 woof.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So when you're in a public bathroom and somebody just cranks a big old stinker down the toilet, do you ever think about the germs that get into the air?
Yeah, yes, all the time. Yeah. Every single time.
Well, as it turns out, you do what?
I shut the lid of my house every time I flush the toilet.
In your own house? Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's
interesting.
Really?
But so they're saying that a loud flush of a toilet can also mean that there's a large cloud of the coronavirus that comes along with it. They're saying that, sure enough, flushing toilets can spread COVID-19. So just when you think that somebody blowing up the stall next to you, it smells so bad that it could actually make you want to die. It might actually make you die. Isn't that neat?
So you can get COVID and pink eye at the same time. Cool. Nah,
yeah.
But also, is that the same for like all other viruses then? Like, is it just COVID?
I don't know, it probably doesn't say that, but wouldn't we think that would be kind of how it would work?
If you've ever watched a video, an infrared video of a toilet flushing, and you see how the air and everything inside of it gets shot out and goes everywhere. So that's why I've been closing my toilet lid for years at home anytime I flush it.
So poop is in COVID is in poop.
You know,
I think it's in everything.
I don't want to sit here and guess where it is, but yeah.
You can get it from spit. Yeah. You can probably get it from. Yeah. So my guess is bodily fluids.
I never close.
Is your poop considered a bodily fluid?
I mean, depends on what you eat, right?
I guess.
Yeah. Or a bodily solid?
If I eat White Castle, it's a bodily fluid.
When's the last time that anyone here gave somebody the finger while driving?
Like yesterday.
Been a minute.
Really? Yeah, but you've done it before, right? Everyone's done it?
I did a slight one where you keep your hand on the wheel, but then you just extend the finger. You know, just to see if maybe they caught it or not. Yeah. You know, that kind of thing.
Still driving safe. I appreciate that, Ian.
They're saying that 32% of people admit to giving another driver the finger, and that includes 8% who have actually chased the other driver and sped up to make sure they could see the middle finger. And it doesn't stop there. 34% of people say they have honked at somebody for driving too slow. 18% have tailgated somebody. 12% have cut in front of a bunch of people who are waiting in line to merge. 7% have stolen a parking spot from someone who was waiting. 7% have driven on the shoulder to get around traffic. 7% have dinged somebody's car and drove away. And 4% have actually admitted to keying a car in the past.
Oh,
there was a chick the other day who sped up around me because we know that I go really slow whenever I drive. She sped up around me and we got caught at a light together, and I gave her a thumbs up, and she hated it so bad that she swerved in front of me whenever the light started going, slammed on her brakes, and then put her phone out of her car to start filming me. I was like, okay. I just kept giving her the thumbs up. There's nothing worse, I think, than a thumbs up over a finger. Driving.
Yeah, oh, yeah. So somebody flips you off, and you just go, yeah, and give them a thumbs up, and oh, they get so mad. Work. And that's how you get shot on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Keep the phone, just shout at Mahoney Sucks. Just, that's all you got to say.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee's silvery rills, out where the sun always shines, here is the land that I love the fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.